I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cities like Kirakash, Iraq, have been historically Christian for hundreds of years. But people living in Iraq's historically Christian communities were Christian because, well, they weren't Muslim. However, that changed in 2014 when ISIS came and Christians in Kirakash had to flee to the refugee camps. There, Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Mission says a ministry partner gave out aid and shared the gospel. And many of these historic Christians began a relationship with Jesus Christ. As these born-again Christians from Kirakash return to their liberated city, they'll be celebrating Christmas for the first time since ISIS took over. In Iraq, Christmas is celebrated January 6th. So tomorrow,
pray that they would find great encouragement and they would be people who would walk with Christ, and that this Christmas time would be a time when they're encouraged spiritually and they know how to reach out to those around them and show love of Christ.
And when the first Christians spread out through the Middle East, Africa, and Asia with the good news of Jesus, they didn't have a Bible, but the message of hope they carried was in their heart and shared through word of mouth. Jerry Wiles of the International Orality Network says oral methods of sharing the gospel, orality, are still extremely relevant.
Now we're realizing that the applications, the principles, the concepts, and practices of orality will work in the North American context. So we're doing more orality training in churches and ministries in the United States.
Because of globalization, we're meeting more and more people from oral communication backgrounds wherever we go. Plus, orality is more relational, and it caters to the world's majority learning preference. Learn how to find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.